Our next game is about cryptocurrencies. If you've gone on a date with a 30-something-year-old man, you've heard about his cryptocurrency portfolio. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Gail Golic on buzzer number one. You're a 10th grade chemistry teacher. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Gail, as a 10th grade chemistry teacher, what do you hope a 10th grader takes away from your chemistry class?
Oh, goodness. I hope that they enjoy science.
Yeah.
I hated chemistry when I was in high school, and I just really want them to enjoy it so that they can understand what's going on around outside them.
Okay, so what's one thing you do to add a little extra spark of enjoyment?
I make them jump around in the classroom and acting like solids, liquids, and gases.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they act like a gas?
You just run around and bump into things. It's really great, except there's glassware in the chemistry room, so we have to be really careful.
Okay, but that's nice. You get them up and let them be physical, and they work out their silliness.
Absolutely.
Very good. Your opponent is Britter Gunderson on buzzer number two. You evaluate grants at a foundation for autism research. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Britter, you love to travel, but you prioritize your travel based on climate change.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, great. So I feel like that's fun.
It is.
Okay, so where are places that you are going to places that soon might be different in the future?
Right.
Okay.
So mostly coral reefs and glaciers.
Yeah,
coral reefs. So it is fun. It involves snorkeling and hiking on glaciers.
Okay, so where's the last destination that you...
So last year, we actually did both of those things. We went to Palau and did a bunch of snorkeling, and we went to Iceland and saw some glaciers.
Nice. So at what point in your list does America hit?
So I've been to 47 of the 50 states, and no offense to the last three, but I'm like not really dying to go there.
I don't even think you have to mention them. Everyone has their own mental picture of
there
what those three are to
there
them.
There you go.
Remember, Gail and Britter, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. You'll play this, that, or the other called Tales from the Cryptocurrencies. We'll give you the name of something. You tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Colton, what are our categories?
Today's categories are cryptocurrencies, such as Bitcoin, electronic music DJs, as found in DJ Magazine's Top 100 list, and published board games.
Here we go. Gail, Ethereum, cryptocurrency, DJ, or board game?
I'm going to say DJ.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Britter, can you steal?
Cryptocurrency?
It is a cryptocurrency! It is pretty much the one that makes you feel most like you are buying nothing.
Right. Disappearing.
Yeah, Ethereum.
Yeah. Britter, Mysterium.
DJ?
No, I'm sorry. It is not a DJ. Gail, can you guess?
Is it a board game?
It is. It is a board game.
Gail, Electronium.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's right. It's a British cryptocurrency designed to handle mobile transactions and in-game purchases.
Interesting.
Electronium, I think, would be a little on the nose for an EDM DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Where'd you come up with your name, Electronium? Britter, Cardano.
Board game?
No, I'm sorry. It is not a board game. Gail, do you know?
Is it a DJ?
No, it is neither board game nor DJ. It is a cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Gail, Nervo.
Is it a board game?
The most high-edge, anxiety-ridden board game. No, I'm sorry, it is not. Britter, can you steal? Nervo.
DJ?
DJ, yeah. Actually, it's a pair of twins from Australia. They are thought to be the highest-paid female DJ act in the world.
They're paid in Bitcoin, however. Britter, Zendo.
Board game?
Yes, it is a board game. You said that with some degree of confidence.
I feel like I've heard of that game.
I feel like you've heard of it.
Never played it, but...
But you will now.
Okay.
Yeah. These are your last clues. Gail, Dogecoin.
Is it a cryptocurrency?
It does have coin in the... Yeah, you nailed it. Cryptocurrency.
Thanks.
There. It's in the word.
Britter, cat dealers.
Board game?
No, I'm sorry.
I love that idea. Everyone gets nine cats.
Seems like it should be a board game. It is not a board game. Gail, can you guess?
A DJ?
It is a DJ. That's right. It is a Brazilian DJ duo, and they are named that because they have nine cats.
Oh, gosh.
Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Gail. You're one step closer to our final round.
If you carry a 12-sided die in your pocket, prefer really nice headphones, and believe money is a social construct anyway, you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we have a music parody game celebrating accomplished women in the world. And you know what they say? Behind every great woman is nobody. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.